it's time for Culture Shocks with your host, Barry Lynn.
Welcome to today's edition of Culture Shocks. This is Barry Lynn. The Texas State Board of Education acted several weeks ago to finalize, maybe to finalize, standards for social studies textbooks in that state. And because of the large number of textbooks ordered in Texas, it's often argued that the principles that end up in Texas books will end up in the textbooks of other states as well. So if you're not listening in the state of Texas, you still have something to be concerned or at least interested in. We've talked about this before. We're going to get several perspectives on it today, starting with Mr. Tom Paukin. Mr. Paukin is a longtime activist in the Republican Party, lives in the state of Texas. He's out with a book called Bringing America Home. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Barry.
Listen, you're happy with the changes that were made to the social studies and history standards. What do you think were the two most important changes that were made after all the voting was said and done?
Well, we're going to study the Federalist Papers. I think anybody that wants to understand the essence of the American Constitution, that's a wonderful addition to the overall curriculum. And by and large, I think this is much ado about, it's a lot made about really an effort to balance a curriculum and follow state law. So I don't see why it's created such a national fury.
Well, part of it might be let's take the Federalist Papers. Everybody that existed in the United States of America did not agree with the contents of the arguments made in the Federalist Papers, right? So we should,
well,
if we're going to look
at... If we want to study the origins of the American Constitution, what better set of documents to do that from than the Federalist Papers, which was a defense of the principles of the American Constitution, separation of powers, checks and balances, the principle of federalism, the role of the various branches of the federal government, whether one agrees or disagrees with it, it's critical to the founding of our nation.
Well,
so I'm glad to see it.
Well, no, I agree with you, Tom. It is critical, but the point is it exclusive? I guess part of the difficulty that I've had with this whole argument over the course of the last 8 months or so, when this has become a national controversy, is that I think history books ought to reflect history. That is, we ought to be honest and open about the differences as well as the winners and losers. I mean, there was a small change. Dolores Huerta with the Farm Workers Union is a socialist, and the majority of the members of the board said, you know, she's a socialist. We really don't need to emphasize her. But, I mean, the truth is she is a socialist. So she'd tell you that. So why don't we admit it? She played a role. It wasn't a particularly powerful section of the previous curriculum, but she's there. Why shouldn't she be?
I don't view her as a major figure one way or another in terms of American history. Whether she's included or excluded, I don't have any personal viewpoint. But I, as I say in my book, Bringing America Home, we really have gotten away from the classical tradition of education in the United States and the defense of Western civilization. In fact, I have a quote in there from Jesse Jackson back when he was denouncing Stanford's Western civilization program. I think Jesse said, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civ has to go. And all they're doing is putting Western civilization back in the curriculum.
Yeah, but it always was there. Come on, Tom. It was always there. There was a debate, and of course you were on one side of the debate, others on the other side, about how much was removed or what should be put back. But it's not like anybody thought by reading an American history book they were really reading a Chinese history book. They knew that this was essentially about a significant amount of information that nobody had any arguments about.
Well, let me give you an example, Barry. I just spoke at a commencement of Seeley High School, and in fact, I talk about it in the book. There's a huge debate within the African-American community as to, you know, who should be followed in terms of the approach they took. Booker T. Washington, the founder of Tuskegee Institute, where the kids built that institution brick by brick, where they emphasized self-help, getting people self-sufficient, jobs training, skills training, versus W.E.B. Du Bois. Now, they're both important figures, but I think that both should be included. Booker T. Washington, I happen to think, is a much more positive influence for the African American community. I remember visiting Tuskegee Institute when I got back from Vietnam, and a friend of mine who was a professor down there asked me to come down, and I was just amazed at what Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver, and others had done, and the pilots that went to World War II that were trained at Tuskegee, vet medicine, and I mean, why shouldn't we emphasize people like Booker T. Washington?
Well, I think we should emphasize people for what they do, and he did some things, others did other things. W.E.B. Du Bois did other things.
W.E.B. did a lot of damage. I think he should be mentioned, but I don't think he was very constructive in terms of his contribution to American history.
But that's
but
the
he
debate.
Clearly ought to be mentioned.
Yeah, but that's the debate that I think we ought to have, to the extent that it's feasible in a high school with a certain number of days in which kids are going to learn history. They can't talk about everything, but I think that your view and my view that might emphasize others over Booker T. Washington, that's part of what the educational process is about, isn't it?
Well, I think that it would be a gross mistake to ignore Booker T. Washington. I think this is mainly.
We're not trying to ignore him. The question is, if you think Booker T. Washington's approach was more constructive, and I think somebody else's was, isn't that precisely the kind of critical thinking that we ought to have in high schools?
The problem is you seem to believe everything is relative. I mean, I think it's called, what is it, Benedict the 16th, who I'm sure you're not a fan of.
No, I wasn't
great,
a big
has
fan.
Has a great quote, which I quote from the book, The Dictatorship of Relativism. And, you know, we got to make choices. We've got to determine who, it's just like this Hollywood culture. I much prefer the movies that reflect, you know, aspirations for the good qualities of human beings rather than some of the movies we're exporting abroad, which show the worst side of America.
No, I understand that, but my point's different. If you talk about Tuskegee, for example, and you gave some very good example, all positive, the Tuskegee Airmen included. What about the Tuskegee syphilis experiments and one of the darkest moments? Why don't we talk? Do you want to talk about it or not? I mean, should we discuss it in history?
I have no problem with talking about it, and I think the idea of manipulating people and treating people as subhuman is wrong, whoever does it, and that is terrible. Just like, I mean, some of the things Margaret Sanger did is mighty bad when you look back at it, more of an effort to almost get rid of a particular race, in that case the African American. So
should Jefferson Davis be characterized as a hero or, in my view, a traitor to the United States? How should he be characterized? Or should we say this is a debate?
I think that this is a man who was a leader of the South, just like Robert E. Lee. I have great respect for both men. I mean, I think that they need to be part of American history. The Civil War, you've got to understand there were good people on both sides of that fight as individuals. Some were wrong in terms of
Davis was wrong.
Made,
but Davis
not,
was wrong, wasn't he?
Jefferson
Tom.
Isn't a villain. I don't view Jefferson
He's
Davis
not.
As a villain. If you want to say that the Civil War was only about slavery, then obviously he would be a villain. But if you say it was about a whole bunch of other issues, then it's a lot more complex than what
it is more complex, but that doesn't solve the dilemma of what to do with a man who fought, who seceded from the Union, who became the president of a country at war with his own nation, or his own nation. I mean,
well, I think it was a terrible split, but look at our own generation. I mean, when I went off to Vietnam, there were people in my generation, Americans, who were supporting the other side in that war, the North Vietnamese communists against those of us who were in Vietnam.
A few, but
are those villains? They are bad guys in my estimation. How about you, Barry?
Okay, I hear you. Listen, Tom, I want to thank you. The book, again, is Bringing America Home by Tom Powell.